The Gauteng Department of Roads and Logistics continued to stall the investigation into the former head of Department for Roads and Logistics, Ronald Swartz, by not responding to the Information Regulator of South Africa. The IRSA has requested the unredacted report regarding the issuing of bus subsidies between the 2015-2016 and 2016-2017 financial year. It has been nearly a year since the Democratic Alliance Gauteng laid criminal charges against the former HOD. The South African Police Service cannot move forward with the investigation unless it has access to the full forensic investigation report by PricewaterhouseCoopers. The PwC report recommended that the accounting officer be held liable for the fruitless and wasteful expenditure that occurred in 2016-2017 financial years of 70 million and 130 million rand respectively to Autopax in relief payments. Irregular expenditure to the tune of 20 million also took place. Gauteng Premier Paryasi Lesufi is constantly boasting that he is committed to running a corruption-free government. However, the fact that the department has denied the DA's request for an unredacted report shows that this is not the case. The DA Gauteng will continue to engage the IRSA on this matter, as the millions of rand lost to fruitless and wasteful expenditure could have been put to better use. Gauteng's roads are in a poor condition, and this money could have been used to fix the potholes, sinkholes, and resurface roads where needed.